Welcome to today's program. Today we'll focus on the possibilities of transforming our disturbed emotions with an exercise of Tibetan origins called Tonglen. I will now read an excerpt from the book Tonglen, written by Pema Chödrön. The exercise of opening our heart has two aspects: to share our joy and to accept our sorrow. This simply means that if something particularly joyful happens in your life, then you should wish for other people to share in this joy. On the other hand, this means that if you have some painful experiences, you should remember that many other people suffer too, and you might wish them to be freed from their suffering. When circumstances are pleasant, you think of others. When circumstances are painful, you think of others. Now we will listen to an interview about Tonglen with Pierre Troll, who is a teacher of meditation and spiritual training. Pierre Troll speaks German, and I will translate into English. Dear Pierre, I thank you for letting me ask you some questions, some important questions. The first thing I'd like to ask you is about the Tonglen exercise. Pierre answers.
Tonglen ist eine tibetische Methode und eigentlich gar keine Methode, weil zu nah an Wahrheit ist, als dass es eine Methode sein könnte.
Tonglen is a Tibetan method. Actually, it isn't a method because it's too near the truth in order to be defined as a method. If you translate it, it means exchange. And this means that we substitute unpleasant things with pleasant things. This happens in a way that at first can seem quite unusual. When we have feelings of sadness, closure, or anger, we should not try to dismiss them, but we should let them exist. This is not enough, though we should then inhalate these unpleasant emotions and exhale all the joy and love within us. We exchange our emotions with the rhythm of our breathing. It's important to start with ourselves. When we are confronted with pain or something unpleasant, we should not reject it or suffocate it. We should inhale this pain and simply let it be, while trusting the power of transformation. And then we exhale towards us all kindness and beauty. A bit as an elephant does when it sprays its head with its trunk. When, for example, we feel pain or we worry, we inhale this and we exhale towards us all beauty. At the same time, this is a good opportunity to expand our attention. If we stop for a moment, we notice how good this exercise is for us. We can then think that there are many other people who might have the same feelings or might have similar unpleasant experiences. Through these feelings, we are really close to the transformation process, so we can easily inhale other people's unpleasant feelings and exhale only beauty, joy and peace. This process can always be widened, first with the people we love, subsequently with people who are indifferent to us, and then we might even extend it to those we do not love so much. This is why it is very important to start with ourselves. At a certain point, this will function in external situation too. For example, when we encounter an unpleasant situation in the underground, instead of having a reaction of defense or responding with fight, we can practice Tonglen. We can breathe in and then breathe out, and this has an enormous healing and transformation power. It is important to know that this is not a magic trick. If we wanted to use it as a magic trick, it would not work anymore. And if you thought, I will try some Tonglen and everything will be fine, it would not work either. You really need to accept the fact of breathing in all this negativity and to give all beauty without making a business out of it. Thank you very much, Pierre. Not at all. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy for no particular reason. We will now chant the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum together from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. The mantra Om Mani Padme Hum literally means O you jewel in the lotus flower. This mantra expresses the infinite compassion for all beings, and in Tibetan this mantra can be heard in a variety of forms. Om Mani Padme Hum or Om Mani Padme Hum. After we finish chanting, we will meditate together. Let your attention be open and vast and remain in silence.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Shiva, 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 Shi